news team coverage. 94.9 WSJM News Now.
WSJM News Now at Noon is brought to you by the Town Crier Wire, which you can download for free. It's your local news app available from the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Mike Alarney. Republican legislative leaders and Governor Whitmer going back and forth, blaming each other for a breakdown in budget talks. Those talks hit a snag yesterday, but before then, Whitmer pledged to find a way to get everything done before the deadline at the end of the month to avoid a potential partial government shutdown.
We're going to work day and night until we get a budget done, and we're negotiating. I guess that's a good sign, but we'll kind of see. Things can blow up on any given day.
Things did blow up after she made those remarks in Grand Rapids. Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey is accusing her of walking away from the talks due to a disagreement on road funding. And ironically, he says it's because she doesn't want to spend as much as the Republicans do on the roads in the next budget. GOP proposal would spend $500 million. The governor coming in at $130 million, which is what's required by a 2015 road funding law. You remember she's been pushing for $2.5 billion in road funding for agreeing to keep that out of the budget for the next year. She issued a later statement blaming Republicans for being on vacation for 2 months over the summer instead of hammering out a budget, and says their best plan would steal money from other priorities and doesn't fix the roads. Dozens of bicyclists are going to be riding across the state tomorrow in the Great Lake to Lake Trails Route Number 1 inaugural ride. Bob Wilson is the director of the Michigan Trails and Greenways Alliance, says they'll be starting in South Haven and riding 275 miles to the east over the course of a week.
They work their way across the state, staying in different cities, Jackson, Marshall, Pontiac, Green Oak Township, and then they end up in Port Huron 6 days later.
That route connected by 16 individual trails. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announcing $1.8 billion in funding across the country to fight the opioid crisis by expanding access to treatment and supporting data collection on the drugs. Congressman Fred Upton telling us this comes out of his 21st Century Cures law.
This opioid funding, which really started with 21st Century Cures, we included money to fight opioids. We continued that through the appropriations process. But every state, every community, almost every family knows someone who has struggled with opioid abuse, including mine.
Michigan will get more than $30 million in this funding round. Upton says another goal is to support the development of non-opioid-based painkillers, something the National Institutes of Health have been working on. He also notes recent data has shown some progress on reducing opioid-related deaths. He says that's encouraging. Southwestern Michigan College announcing four internal candidates for its search for the next president. On August 6th, SMC President David Matthews announced he's retiring at the end of this calendar year with 22 years under his belt. Board of Trustees voted to do an internal search for a new president first. Deadline is now passed for that. Four candidates who have put in are Dr. David Fleming, Dr. Lucian Leone, Dr. Joseph Odenwald, and Dr. Stacey Young. SMC says Fleming has been the vice president of instruction since 2011. Leone is the director of admissions. Odenwald has been SMC's vice president of student services over the past 2 years. Young is the dean of the School of Business and Advanced Technology, has been that since 2013. Now that the four candidates are known, board of trustees will be taking public input. Those with comments are invited to the next regular board meeting set for September 16th, that is next week, 7 p.m. on the Dwajak campus. It is likely the board will talk about interviews at that time. And the state wants to give you tools to help save a life from an overdose.
Through a partnership with the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, over 1,000 pharmacies statewide will offer free Narcan kits on Saturday. The Narcan nasal spray counteracts the life-threatening effects of an opioid overdose. The health department says that it hopes to give out over 55,000 kits statewide when the program starts on Saturday, which is the same day as the recovery walk on Belle Isle. Rob St. Mary for the Michigan News Network.
WSJM News Time is 12:10. Up next, a forum this weekend on predominantly black school districts. So if you're listening to us over the air right now, or even streaming online at Newstalk 94.9 WSJM or WSJM.com, right here is where you would hear a commercial. So, you own a business? Do you run a business? Do you have those decisions available for your business? If so, you could always use a sponsor right here on the WSJM News Now at Noon podcast and over the air. Contact our sales department right now if you're interested. An event will be held this weekend in Detroit for people from all over the state to discuss the decline of predominantly black school districts in the state. It's called Fighting Back Against the Dismantling of Predominantly Black School Districts. It'll feature a panel discussion with experts from communities where the state has closed down schools or whole school districts. Thomas Pedroni is the organizer. He's a Wayne State University professor who has studied districts which have been shuttered. Says he wants to get people affected by those situations together and talking.
But also to recognize and then try to change the policy mechanisms and other elements that tend to lead to the situation where advocates end up having to try to save a district.
Pedroni says this will be about beginning the formation of an action plan.
Some sort of next steps to begin actualizing an agenda where a focal point will be to say, it's not just about the governor, but to say, look, governor, you ran on this idea of ending the strong-arming state intervention in black communities and black districts.
One of the panelists will be attorney Elizabeth McCree of Benton Harbor. Other speakers are from Inkster, Albion, Eastern Michigan University, and Highland Park. It'll be held at the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History in Detroit Saturday at 1 p.m. It will be live streamed online. Go to Facebook, search for Fighting Back Against the Dismantling of Predominantly Black School Districts to find that. It's also on our website in case need to just copy and paste. Benton Harbor Sunrise Rotary teaming up with Slumberland Furniture for another great bed race this month. It'll be in downtown St. Joseph Friday, September 20th, featuring teams from several local businesses pushing wheeled beds down Lake Boulevard in downtown St. Joe. That, according to the Rotary's Brian Tutton.
And we set up a race between the companies, and between the entry fees and donations and everything, we raise money that funnels through the Slumberland 40 Winks Foundation, and it buys beds to basically get local area kids off the floor and into a bed.
Tutton says the Slumberland 40 Winks Foundation adds to the money raised. Over the years, the Great Bed Race has been able to buy hundreds of beds. Says the local need is staggering when you consider the kids from low-income homes and those who find themselves moved around between homes. Spectators who show up to watch can also make donations. Great Bed Race, the 20th at 4:30 with a bed parade. The race will be at 5. Well, severe weather whipping through West Michigan last night, producing what the National Weather Service is investigating as a possible tornado north of downtown Grand Rapids.
There was a strong storm that rolled in off of the lake, and it got stronger as it moved east and collided with an outflow boundary from storms that were farther north. And when that happened, that outflow boundary provided a nice little catalyst to spin up a potentially small tornado.
National Weather Service meteorologist Walt Felver in Grand Rapids says there's a lot of damage. Windows were blown out of 11 cars. Trees and power lines were knocked down, but there are no reports of anybody being hurt. Consumers Energy says at this point they still have about 25,000 of their customers without power. Most of those are in Kent County. Benton Harbor authorities still looking for suspects in a pair of shootings this week. The first, 29-year-old man, was shot a little before 9 p.m. in the 900 block of Ogden, is now in critical condition at Borges Hospital in Kalamazoo. Second shooting, 44-year-old man, who's now in stable condition at Spectrum Health Lakeland, was shot at the 900 block of Levette a couple of hours later. Nobody arrested yet. The Tigers with a doubleheader today against the Yankees at 110 and 440 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and Cozy FM. White Sox host the Royals at 2, the Cubs at San Diego at 340. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Michael Arney.